Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 195. Hey. My name is Chris Fricchio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Jason A. Striker.
Hello, people.
Jason!
Oh my god.
What is up, man? How you doing?
That is so close to 200 episodes.
That really is close to 200.
I can't believe you guys.
We should do something really, really special for our 200th episode.
Yeah, what you got in mind?
I don't know. Let's have like this festival type thing and have people come in town. And order
have a sleepover.
Have a sleepover.
Yeah. Do each other's hair.
Play I'll bring my slumber bag and we can play Truth or Dare. Yeah, there you go.
200th episode.
Super.
I'm bringing ice cream.
Jason, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I've been out of it the past couple weeks, but I think I'm back. And
good.
I was finally able to do Into Stream, which was fun.
Oh, no, Two nights before.
It had been a couple weeks since I've done it. So.
Quite a successful stream, I would say.
I like being in the saddle. Again.
Good.
That's right.
I'm back.
You were missed.
Lies.
Secrets and lies.
It's just a nice thing to say.
Jeff, but how are you, buddy?
I'm okay. Weekend's coming up. Long weekend. You guys have a long weekend too, right?
Yeah, Labor Day this weekend. Yeah,
to celebrate stuff. Labor.
That's right. Celebrate working for the man.
That's right. Celebrate it by not doing shit, which is awesome. It's going to be fun.
True enough.
Not too many big plans or anything for it, but I'm just happy to have it off. And then next week, Asai is going to be visiting Canada, so that'll be fun. He'll probably be joining us on the show on recording when we record.
That will be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to that
jealous.
As well. It's going to be awesome. You could just come too. It's not that far.
Okay.
Come on.
Just hop on a plane. No big deal.
I'll expect you on Thursday afternoon-ish.
Pencil me in. Got time.
Sounds good. I'll put you in my little black book.
That was already in your little black book. Yeah. Under a new entry list.
That's it, though. Just, you know.
Cool. Well, not much going on here. I normally wouldn't mention this on the show, but with Jason on. Jason, Keisha left work.
I heard. I got a Google message a couple days after she wrote it. Good for her.
Good for her.
I'm very proud of her.
She is now working for Walmart.
That's a step up.
Yeah, well, she's apparently leading the QA team over there or something like that.
Hey, cool.
But it is a step up. But other than that, not much going on. I am actually partaking in a brew that I have not mentioned on the podcast that I got last week while Scott was in town, and that is Newcastle Werewolf. Which is a special, apparently it's a limited edition thing that they're doing, but it's they call it blood red ale. And
all right. It's green.
It is pretty red, I got to say. Not that I could tell cuz I'm fucking colorblind. But you know,
I was going to say, yeah.
No, it tastes different. It tastes it's almost like take Newcastle, take away like the honey sweetness of it.
Okay.
And then you know, kind of throw in a little Killian's Irish Red taste to it. That's kind of what it is.
So
it's pretty good,
take
though.
Out the sweet stuff, add in the shoe polish. I gotcha.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work. That's pretty good. I wouldn't get rid of my traditional Newcastle for it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. You left one here in my fridge, so I'm actually anxious to check that out. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's like it actually kind of tastes like regular Newcastle, but it kind of doesn't. So it's unusual.
It's a different brew.
That it is. Hey, you know what's coming up in 5 episodes?
What's that? Pizza party.
Indus Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream.
Dude, do you guys realize how close we are to getting Jack Bauer here?
I know. Oh my god. We're like right on the cusp.
I think
this has to happen.
I can like, you can almost like feel his ass cheek. How close it is.
I've been practicing. I've been, you know, grabbing pillows and like sleeping with them in weird ways at night, prepping myself.
So Jack, have you been doing the cup maneuver?
Yep. So,
okay, good.
Those aren't pillows.
But yeah, I mean, so that's going really well. Everything is pretty much planned
out.
We have a couple of little logistical items to get taken care of. I think Jason and I might be taking a trip to Battle and Brew next week to try and get those hammered out.
And goodness.
And yeah, and then we're going to have everything's done early. How's that work? I don't know. We've never done it before.
Comes from a nice, solid kick in the ass.
It does come from a nice, solid kick in the ass. That's true. But yeah, if you guys are interested in coming to Indus Fest, head over to Retroids, check out our thread over there. Or if you are interested and you are not a part of Retroids, just drop me an email and let me know that you're interested, and I'll give you all the information you need.
I'll give you the link to Retroids.
That's right.
All right, first go to Modern Evolutions and right there you're gonna find Interactive Distractions. No, you're going to find Podcast Network. Then you're going to find Interactive Distractions. Then you got to look for Indus Fest.
I wouldn't be that mean. I would just get a direct link straight to it.
Whatever. I know you, Chris.
He's lazy like that.
I am lazy like
that. He can't even find
he's
gonna
say
anymore.
He's going to say Google it. That's what he's going to tell you.
I'll actually send you to let me Google that for you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's talk about some games.
Yeah. Oh, I like this.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
You start, man. You're a guest on our show right now.
OMG, played so many games.
He's not a guest. He's never actually, a guest.
I'm always welcome in this podcast house.
That is true. That is true.
I can open the fridge whenever I want.
That's right.
That's right. Take whatever you want.
All the
as long as just leave one. That's the only rule.
or let you know so you can go out and buy some
exactly.
more.
Exactly. So, yeah, so you can go and buy some more.
Buy some more.
That's
for
my
me.
One roommate's rule like a couple years back. Oh, I'll leave one, but I'll eat it, but then you can just go buy more, right? Yeah, that sounds awesome.
At least I'm telling you ahead of time.
It's a great deal. No, you're
what
being, you know, yeah. You're
being what have I been playing? Not too much in the past couple of weeks. I finally got back into gaming last week. Uh-huh. Deus Ex.
Yeah.
Kind of jumped out at me by surprise. Wasn't looking forward to it. It's certainly off my radar because I thought it was just going to be like a first-person shooter with some tacked-on hacking.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, it's so
it's
much
not.
More.
Yeah, it very much is. And after talking with Jeff about it last week, I ended up getting it too. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Did you play any other ones?
I have.
Yeah.
The other ones on Steam, I haven't played them yet.
Mm-hmm. I played them years ago. I know that I wasn't particularly impressed with the second one, and the first one I really dug, but I couldn't play it for very long.
Why? What was it that turned you off?
It was frustrating. Like, it wasn't... I don't think it, like, played very well. Like, I love the atmosphere, and I love the theory of it all, but it just didn't gel well for me at the time, I guess. I don't... Okay. I mean, from what I remember, I'm just like, I really want to like the game, but I didn't. But a lot of people regarded it as, you know, one of the best PC ever.
Yeah, and I don't know how it went into my radar, too, because that would have been around the time when I was kind of playing PC games, and I just never, like, I heard of it, but I just never played it.
Well, we're in an age now that it's like, you know, you hear about a sequel and you cringe. You're like, oh, God, don't fuck it up. So, you know, when you're dealing with an IP like this that's so important to, like, PC gaming.
I wonder how, is it, what the PC crowd's looking at it? Like, how they're...
Like, oh, they're loving it, salivating.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. It's hot, the new hot for them.
Until
Skyrim comes out.
It's really good. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm not very far. I mean, you guys are both ahead of me, but I think I just broke into the police station. That's how early on I am.
How did you get into it?
I went into the sewers, came up the back near the vault, and went up the ladder.
Oh, okay.
In the back.
You weren't able to talk your way into it?
I didn't really try. I talked to the dude at the desk and kind of
so
argued with him. Yeah, but I'm actually doing some of the side quests too because there's a side quest in the PlayStation 2. So, yeah.
But you get a Chivio for letting the guy or making the guy let you through.
Yeah, and if he lets you in, you can just walk. Yeah, free roam with the entire thing whenever you want to go in there.
Oh,
which
really?
Is really nice. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I have a save game right before I did that.
See, I did that first. I talked my way in, and then I found out that, you know, you can get in through either the sewers or the rooftop as well. So then I had to go back out and try and find my way in. And eventually what I ended up doing is getting that the jump augmentation.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can jump like 9 feet.
Yeah.
And then I like vaulted over one of the fences and went right in.
Nice.
Yeah, so cool. That would have been helpful.
So stealthy.
That's what I like with the game, though. There's actually legit different ways to get into everywhere. And fuck, I gotta hack this. I don't have the hacking high enough now. I gotta go like grind and get my hacking up. So I can hack into this. Like, no, it's not like that in this game at all. There's literally a way you can get past any one of the missions for the most part without having to go one.
Just getting into the police station, there's three different ways that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for as linear as the story missions are, the game is extremely like non-linear. As well.
Yeah,
like exactly. You can backtrack to other areas and it's still like keeping up with what you're doing at the time. Like if you go back to the first building that you go to, you know, where you rescue the hostages.
Yeah, I've never been there yet.
Go back there and you'll actually see cops investigating the scene.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yeah, like they weren't in there before, obviously, but you know, once you completed that mission, that's when they went in.
You know what I did think was unusual?
Little attention to detail like that, I like.
One thing that I did think was unusual is like when we played it on Industream, after disarming, this isn't really spoilers, but after saving the hostages, let's put it that way, you know, I turned around and talked to one of the dudes and he says that his wife has been captured, right? Mm-hmm. The first time I played through that, I didn't even talk to him, but it still gave me that subquest.
Oh, interesting.
Was it actual subquest? Because you have to...
Well, you have to do it, yeah, but yeah. It actually did show up on my list of objectives.
I didn't talk to him, so...
Yeah, I didn't talk to him either, and it still showed up on my list of objectives.
I saved him, was like, all right, guys, saved your ass, I'm out.
Later.
Yeah, take it easy.
I'm going to go kill some more guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's one thing, it's like, are you going through... Like, I'm trying to go through mostly, like, stealthy and not, like... My rule is basically, I'm not doing the whole crazy reload. If I get spotted, I'm going to reload. Depending on where I am, I figure I'm just going to... If I get caught, I'll shoot my way out, kill some peeps, whatever, no big deal. But I have noticed that if you knock somebody out, whether it's by, like, a trank gun or stun gun or, like, takedown, they never get back up. And the reason I found this out is I did a side quest. Are you guys in Hangzhou yet?
I'm not, no.
Okay, that's like the next city you go to. And there's a side mission in there which you take, and I didn't exactly... I finished the mission, but didn't get the reward, because I didn't do it the way that the guy wanted me to do it. So what I was like, well, fuck this, because like, I like the games like this where if someone's going to give you something in a quest, and you somehow kill them, they're going to have that item on them, and this game does that. It's like, it's not like one of those things where this item will all of a sudden be on them when they just happen to give it to you. So I was like, fuck this. I want this reward. I went through all this. I spent like half an hour doing the side quest. I want my fucking reward. So you're in this this club, and this is the bartender who does it, who gives you this quest. So I tranked him, stole everything, went invisible, because everyone, of course, went Nazi on my ass and started wanting to like, kill me. So I just ran out of the place. And then I was fine. So later, there's another mission. I had to go back to the club. So first of all, I'm thinking, oh, crap. Am I even going to be able to get back in here because they know who I am? I just walked in the front door because I found a membership card. And everything was fine. And then I realized everyone's still dancing around, conversing and stuff. And then I look at the bar. There's no one there. So I walk over there, and I look over. And, of course, the body's still laying there. This is a good, like, 2 hours of, like, game time afterwards when I went back. And he's just still laying there, you know. Everyone's still dancing around with, like, you know, I guess no drinks because there's no bartender. Or open bar, however you want to look at
it. There you go. But, they go back and serve themselves.
But at that moment, I was like, you know what? I don't really care now if I kill people or knock them out because I just get a silencer and just, you know, shoot people in the face because either way, they're not getting back up. Which is kind of a disappointment.
Well, if you tranquilize them or knock them out, they do get back up if someone else
gets them, yeah. But this isn't a guard, though. This is like just a bartender and a bar.
Right.
One else is around him, so... No one's waking his ass up. He's permanently asleep.
They're like, Bruce is drunk again. I guess we get to go home early.
Yeah, but I kind of want to do like, not necessarily a spoiler show, but I want to talk about how people did certain things. There's certain things in this club, but I want to know how you guys did and when you get to that part. Because I think there's like a bunch of different ways you can complete any of the quests you get in there. And yeah. I want to know because...
This might be another candidate for like a spoiler show.
I think it might be because it's like very, 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 like you said,
there's a lot of different ways you can get to places.
It's ridiculously open.
Yeah.
And after I did this one quest, I was like, why didn't I get the reward? And I went on GameFAQs to see, and I was like, you can do this, this, this. I'm like, holy crap. I didn't even like think you can do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm digging it a lot. And it was a game that was like not on my radar to, at the moment right now, it's right up there with one of the best games I've played this year. And I like it a lot.
That's cool, man.
As do I.
What else?
So yeah, that's been holding my attention a little bit. But what's been breaking me away is mech games.
Yes, I was gonna say.
I have a sickness, people. It's I don't know. Like Jeff
watch
and I
that movie?
Can he can attest. You know, we're very impulsive
for sure.
when we play games. I guess you know we'll go through streaks. You know, Jeff did it with like racing games last year when he got his racing.
Very much. So.
New toy.
Yeah, but no, I've been keeping my eye on this game called Hawken, which is indie PC game. I don't know if you guys have seen anything about
it. I've heard of it.
If you have not, please, please, please go check it out. I think the website is Hawken Game, HawkenGame.com. But cool. Yeah, it's an indie, like a first-person shooter mech game, kind of arcadey. It's fast-paced,
mm-hmm.
Stripped down as far as you know the actual parts and everything. So pretty straightforward. I like
so
that.
It's not
but the
too
game
deep.
Is
it's
yeah.
not too like. You got to adjust everything and get like new parts and adjust like firing rates and stuff like that.
No, it doesn't touch on that in this game. From what I've seen so far, they might tweak that later. But all in all, the game is like absolutely gorgeous, and it looks like it's going to be a blast to play. But that wet my whistle, I think, and it brought me back to... Because I'm a big fan of mech games. Yeah. And you might not know this about me, but Warrior, yeah, I've played me a lot of Armored Core and a lot of Front Mission games. So,
Mech Warrior, you ever like those ones?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I was telling Scott about how I remember when we got... like our first PC, and the first thing we did is we went out and bought Mech Warrior 3, and we were so hyped because our hard drive had 2 gigs.
Whoa!
Wow! You know what that meant is we could install
everything,
all the movies, and Mech Warrior 3 back then was like 800 meg, I think, with the movies. So took up half our hard drive just for that. But
did you ever play Mech Assault?
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked that. That was actually one of the games that made me buy an original Xbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love that game. That game was awesome.
I ended up getting pretty late in the game, and nobody was playing it, so I just kind of let it drift off. But yeah, that got me back into mech games, just thinking about them, and you know, because I'm like hungering for Hawken so much. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I gotta play something. So I went out and I bought Front Mission Evolved on the PC. It was pretty fun. I got it for like $10.
That's cool.
Definitely worth the price. Then I got a couple Armored Core games, just in case I got sick of Front Mission. And I got Armored Core 4 Answer, which is the latest like next-gen game on the 360 and PS3. Mm-hmm. And Armored Core Last Raven on the PSP. But
crazy.
But yeah, those have been keeping me level, I guess.
That's cool. That's just funny, because like what Jace was saying is like I kind of get like the same way, not just about games, but say, like, you remember when Batman Arkham Asylum came out? And I really enjoyed that game. So I watched the Batman movies again. I went out looking for the animated movies. Like, I remember asking you, I was like, which are the best animated movies to watch? Because I don't really know. There's so many of them. And
oh, yeah, that was around that time.
Yeah, I just think that's hilarious. I don't know what it is, but like, our personalities, but it's just like, you just want to, like, consume yourself with what you're enjoying with so many different, I guess,
see,
I don't know.
See, my wife does that with food. She'll be like, oh my God, I want some fucking cheese eggs now. 3 o'clock in the morning. And she'll make them for herself, and then she'll go to Waffle House the next night for dinner, and she'll eat it every night for like a week until she completely...
She's like, I don't want to touch these ever again.
Yeah. Cheese egg.
What the fuck is a cheese egg?
Eggs with cheese? Scrambled eggs with cheese?
Oh,
eggs
okay.
With cheese.
That's the way I eat them.
What's wrong with you people?
I eat them too, but I don't ever call them cheese eggs. Just like put cheese in our fucking scrambled eggs. Hey man, you like all those burger buns? Those are awesome, man.
Burger. Yeah, mech games. Now you know I'm a big fan.
Zone Avengers this year. What? Is that technically a mech game? I guess.
Which one?
I've never played either.
I don't think it counts.
I'm looking for it. No.
I mean, yeah, that's mech.
Is that more of like a
technically you're in a mech, but
yeah, it doesn't feel.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't play the same.
Because you're like in the you're like flying and shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you can fly an awful lot in Armored Core, I will say. Dude, that game is like super fluid. Like,
I remember the first one.
It's imagine like a bulldozer ice skating. It's a lot like that. There's a certain gracefulness in it, but at the same time, a certain amount of bulldozer in it because you're like firing missiles and like, you know, you've got laser blades and shit. But at the same time, you're like bobbing and weaving through the air, dodging missiles and stuff. And
at the same time, you're a bulldozer ice skating.
Right. That's my analogy right there. That's what I came up with on the
one that you're playing is the one from like a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, Four Answer. That's one I've been putting the most time into, I think.
All right. Hey, did you play Chrome Hounds?
Yeah, and I don't think I liked it.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say that. I heard that's had a pretty decent community, and it was supposed to be pretty
awesome. Yeah, it had a relatively pretty good following, and then I think they shut down the servers, last year?
I don't know. Did they actually shut them down because it wasn't dedicated? I don't know if they, because it's on 360, right?
Right.
I guess it just depends on how many people are playing it. But I know the developer is no longer around, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they did anything, but I don't know. I remember that was just an early 360 game, and it was one of those ones that didn't really like review too high, but people who enjoy that kind of stuff really really loved it. But I don't know. You'd probably find it on the cheap if there was people playing it online, then it might be worth it, but. If not, probably not.
I actually had found a bunch of people playing Four Answer. They were all like Japanese, though.
Oh, yeah.
They had Japanese rooms set up.
Did they whoop your ass?
Well, I couldn't get in. They were all locked. They were all private matches.
Oh, really?
They're sticking to themselves.
That's unfortunate.
They don't want to let in noobs.
They don't like to meet new people.
Right.
You need to send him a message and be like, want to play Street Fighter? How about fucking I get, if I win, Xenomorph. Let me in.
Nice guy.
What else, dude? Oh, we played a little bit of stuff on the industry. We played elevator action.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that all about? Because I will say, the reason I didn't see that is because I was watching the Deus Ex thing, and after about 10 minutes, I was like, dude, I should be playing Deus Ex. What am I doing watching this? Like, beginning, so I had it like kind of running with no volume. And then I looked over at one point, and all I saw was a loading screen, and then I unmuted, and all I heard was you guys being like, what the fuck is it loading? It's been like...
Yeah. Oh, that was horrible.
That was elevator action.
Yeah, because we when we started playing, like the first thing we did is we put it on the classic game, and when Jason turned the classic game off and going back to the menu, it just sat there and loaded. I was like, "What the hell is it doing? Is it reinstalling the fucking game? Come on!"
Shit.
It really felt like that.
It was about as fun altogether as riding an elevator.
So it's not fun at all.
But. If you had more people in the elevator,
then it would
it's
be awesome.
Usually a better ride. And,
yeah.
And I think it would work that way in elevator action, too. I think the multiplayer would be a blast.
I think the remade arcade version is pretty cool looking. I mean, I didn't play it. Jason played that, but I thought it looked good. But then when we started playing the multiplayer modes, the multiplayer modes are not fun two-player, but I can see them being a shit ton of fun with four. But the bad thing is that it's not online, so it's only couch co-op.
That's a big boo. That's a big. How does that happen?
They said that they played around with. Actually, I read a developer blog or something like that, and yeah, they toyed around with online multiplayer. They couldn't get it to work at certain frame rates. I don't fucking know.
Why don't they use GGPO?
It was too hard. It was too hard for them.
It's $10 and not $15.
Right. But yeah, we quickly passed over that, I think, and then we moved to, and I had to show this game to Crispy. I knew he was going to love it.
I love it.
Warhammer 40K.
It's so good. I love it.
Warhammer.
And I know a lot of you are like, oh, the game looks retarded. It's just a generic Gears clone.
Okay,
it's
so
not,
Space Marine
okay?
You're talking about.
Yeah, Space Marine.
Oh, okay, okay. So you got the demo you guys were showing?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is fun.
A lot of fun. It is straight up fun. I mean, it's as much fun as you can have with a, you know, digital chainsword.
Because that's what it's all about.
How much fun
it's all about
that
chainsword.
With a chainsword.
I've seen videos and it does look like Gears. So what separates it from Gears, though? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean,
God damn it, Space Marines came first. I mean, not the game.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the game being fun. I'm not talking about what game.
The difference
first.
Actually
it's really
is that
not,
there's a
it's
there's
really
a large
not
focus
like Gears
on,
at all.
Yeah, there's a large focus on melee attacks.
Yeah. Okay. It's like your melee attacks with the chainsword are not just walk up to an enemy and kill him with whatever chainsaw you've got. You literally have like swings. You have melee attacks. And, as far as like the shooting is concerned, the shooting feels more like a traditional third person shooter, rather than gear. So yeah, there's no cover or anything. So, It's mainly about the melee, and you can like combine basic attacks with finisher attacks and ground pound.
You can stuff the chain sword in the mouth of the orc.
Now
it is brilliant.
I have to ask you this, Jason. Did you watch any other gameplay videos of the game?
No, I just played it again.
Jetpacks.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, jetpacks are in the second.
Jetpacks, and they have a. You can, like, I think, I don't know how you do it, but you can apparently steal weapons from enemies. Because I actually saw, like, a video of the dude, like, stole an axe from one of the orcs and just started just going to town on him. And the jetpack that I saw, he had a hammer. And he did an attack in the air with a hammer that shot him straight down and did this, like ground pound move with the hammer.
And I know you like them ground pounds.
I do. As long as they're not happening to me.
Right.
Yeah. But
no,
yeah.
Dude, I mean,
fun
it's
as shit.
Super straightforward, whatever, you know, you kill a lot of shit, but you know what? It's fun. It is a lot of fun.
It was satisfying. The finishing moves are what really got me like interested as far as like just how much different, I'm not going to say different, but it's just very satisfying when you see him stuff the chainsword into the dude's mouth.
In his mouth.
And then cut his head off. I mean, and he throws him up in the air and chops him in half. I mean, it's fucking awesome. And you gain life for doing this shit.
You're encouraged to stuff chainsword
it's awesome.
In their mouth.
I had a blast with it. I have a feeling I'm buying that game.
Yeah, that was another one that was just kind of on my radar. And then I got bored, tried out the demo, and had a blast with it.
Jeff, try out the demo. You will like it.
I will. I keep
there's co-op and stuff, too.
Yeah, four-player
like
four co-op,
co-op and like so eight-player.
That's definitely cool. Like four-player co-op, like actual stuff. Campaign, or is it like
campaign.
Shitty?
Like, yeah, I guess the first player in the room like plays as the main character, and I don't know how it works out with the other three, but yeah. Co-op campaign. That's neat.
That's kind of how the Gears multiplayer works, actually, the co-op.
Oh, yeah?
No,
yeah.
Gears is... what do you mean?
Gears 1 did that way.
Well, Gears 1 was... One was Marcus, one was Dom.
Well, one was Marcus, and one, was Dom the one who was always with you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, then. Never mind. Next.
Were there any chain swords in... I mean, there was the chain...
the chain band.
Gun.
There's the chain gun.
Yeah.
Which technically was used as kind of like a chainsaw, just probably wasn't as long.
Or as cool. Just saying. You think I'm hating, but I'm not.
Think you're hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just loving.
I hear you. But the way you describe it, like, unless you're saying it's awesome with Space Marines, I'm like, dude, that was in Gears. Like, disgusting, crazy deaths with, like, the chainsaw or with, like, other, like, melee weapons.
Yeah, but that's
like,
the point.
Guns.
It's not just walk up to them and hit a button and cut them in half.
No, that's what I'm saying. So what you're saying is separates it is the melee combat.
Yes.
Right.
Which makes sense. And then say, yeah. But, I mean, in terms of the things you're getting excited about, besides actual melee combat, it's like the ground saw being like, I mean, dude,
right.
You can smash someone's face with your boot.
Very,
and
very
like,
true. But see, that never felt satisfying to me.
Are like, you just, kidding me?
No, it was just like a one-button thing.
Well, yeah, there's no combo or nothing like finishers.
Right.
Like that. Yeah, no, I see where you're going. So they take the melee to like basically it's not just a hit the button now to kill motherfucker. It's like a third, like a character action game kind of thing,
yeah.
But not craziness like Devil May Cry or something like that.
Yeah, combo system's not as
like, would it be, pretty basic. Would it be more like something like a Darksiders, but in like a third person, like fixed camera, and then the last hit just demolishes the guy's face.
Yeah, the melee combat feels a little bit more like Darksiders. I mean, it's not that it's not that deep, but there's a much larger focus on shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It sounds like it's up my alley, for real. I just
try it.
Check it out.
You will
it's
like
all
it.
About feeling, man. Give it a shot. I'm telling everybody.
I definitely will. Because I have a feeling it's like as much as like, I'm like, kind of playing this, I'll be like, oh, it's just like Gears, but I mean, I think a lot of people are going to have that kind of look at it and be like, Space Marine, and be like,
yeah,
that's generic.
And actually,
and I know they actually started the whole, well, I guess whatever came first, that or Aliens, but it's kind of like...
Space Marine.
Because of that, I'm actually thinking about...
40K.
I'm actually been debating, like, standing back and waiting for the price to drop, because it's probably going to happen really fast.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's true, if it doesn't sell. Who's publishing it? Is it
THQ?
Is it THQ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a good chance it will, but who knows.
But I will probably break down
week,
and end
right?
up. Did you guys see the actual real life chainsword that they've got?
No.
I'll have to send
like
that to
working?
You on break. I don't think it's working.
That'd be
it's like
awesome.
It's like life size. The thing's
friggin' huge.
Does
it come
with
a special edition?
Yes.
Awesome.
Pre-ordering now.
That's right.
I'm gonna have two.
And done.
You can't just fight by yourself. Here, Tanya, hold this. Fight. Let's go.
Well, I can't think of anything else that I've been playing, unless someone wants to remind me. I don't remember anything else.
That's all I know of.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third Strike came out. Yay.
Ooh, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I bought it to support him, but Third Strike is not my jam.
Not your thing. Oh, God.
I hear it's
what
a godsend, but yeah.
He did not say that out loud.
Yeah, I thought he did too.
He did say that out loud.
Yeah.
What?
It's not your jam.
No.
He said that out loud.
Yeah, that's totally, that was way before Travis. Way before Travis.
It's
still
it's
cool
Space
to say
Marine.
That.
It's the Gears.
That game's my jam.
And Jeff, what are you playing, man?
I didn't say it was like I'm on the tip or anything. Jesus.
Well, besides the Deus Ex, I don't want to really talk about too much about that more until we like probably beat it, but I'm loving it, like I said before. Then the other one really is a lot of Street Fighter AE and Third Strike. And like Jason said, like I enjoy a good Third Strike match. And by good, I mean someone at my level. And by at my level, I mean pretty shit. Because that game, against people who know what they're doing, is not like playing someone who know what they're doing in Street Fighter 4 or even like 2. Because the pairing in that game just throws me off. Because it's just, I don't get how, first of all, people are so good at it. And secondly, how the match becomes a who's going to parry first in a lot of instances. Like, I'll play people and I'll be like, all right, I'm pretty safe to jump in here. Or they're jumping in on me. Oh, they're jumping on me. Okay, cool. Anti-air. I'm going to come in there. Nope, they're parrying my anti-air and then they're beating me. Okay, okay, so don't do that. So now when they jump in, I'm just going to not touch anything. When they land, I'm going to do something. Okay, so now they're jumping in anymore. So it becomes like, it's basically like a stare down in Street Fighter, like, what's going to happen? And that's just not really engaging to me. It's not, I don't know, it's not fun.
Right.
But playing with casual people that don't, like, I played, like, actual the Marquee, one of the famous trolls from VG Evo.
The famous troll.
He's like, yeah, that's the standard right there. He was in town over the weekend, so Friday night, him and his buddy came over here, and we basically played, we played fighting games all night long. We started with Street Fighter 4, then went to Third Strike, then went to, like, Soul Calibur 4.
How many times did he call it Street Fighter EX 4?
Not, I think maybe once. Thing is, that guy, in person, he's a little bit there. He's like, he's easier to, I guess, talk to. But yeah, I'd ask him, like, why don't you like this game? You go into detail, whatever. And it wouldn't be like, because those new fuckers who just don't understand how to play fighting games and Street Fighter EX, like, he wasn't doing that kind of shit. That's like his,
that's his online persona.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, he's saying he doesn't actually, like, mind the game. He just doesn't think it's, he just likes Third Strike. So we played Third Strike, and neither of us can, like, really parry, but he knows the characters better than I do because he's played it for, like, longer than I have, and he understands them more, so he would win, like, the majority of the matches, really, but it was fun because it wasn't, we were playing the game like other Street Fighter games, not like the way 3, I guess, is supposed to be played, like, in quotes kind of thing, but it was fun. But when you play some people online, it's just not, because it's like parry, counter, what do I do? And, yeah, it really separates. I can see why the pros, like, really like it, because there's not any, there's, like, basically, there's the casual crowd and then the people who understand the game a lot, and that kind of, like, has this huge gap, and I can see why they really enjoy it. It is fun, but it's a lot hard. It's very, very, you have to be very, very precise, and timing, like, I'm trying to do the trials, man. There's only 5 trials per character, and by trial 3, like, where they're trying to teach you the combos, and they don't look hard. They look really easy. So I'm like, okay, this is easy. But for some reason, you will not be hitting that combo. You're like, what is wrong? Like, I'm doing it, but something's not right. And it comes down to you're just basically not getting that one move out or canceling it in that one certain frame it wants you to, and you don't hit. So, like, in an actual match, for people who can pull this stuff off, a lot of respect for them. Because I don't know how they do it. Like, because it's, you can actually pull off the exact, like, in Street Fighter 4, and I'm sure Jason can attest to this, like, you can, if you have a main concept of how a combo works, you can do it from, like, muscle memory, and even if you kind of screw up by a little bit, if it's not, like, a link, it'll still work. In Street Fighter 3, it seems like it's not the case. It's got to be, like, to the exact frame where that move will hit, and if you miss that frame, it'll still look like it should hit, and it'll still count as, like, maybe, like, a combo in terms of, like, the animations go, but it just will not work. And it's like, oh, it's so annoying. So, but I really like it. I just really wish it was just a little bit more forgiving, I guess. I don't know. It sounds
not. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not. Like, it's totally, I mean, after playing Street Fighter now 3 years and then going back to that, it's, the timing's totally different on a lot of stuff, even basic stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know. Retroids, I know Anatech is, and Ninja from Retroids are doing a Third Strike tournament on Saturday. Cool. And I entered. Hopefully I can make it, depending on plans, but I'm going to do it just for the hell of it. Why not?
Yeah.
So I'll see Jason when everyone's playing Street Fighter AE after that.
That's not good. After right after they get eliminated, they'll be joining us the lobby.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's just a heartbreaker because it's like that game still looks really awesome. I love the animation. Yeah, I love the way the characters look. I think it's great. But
it's a nice package, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with a lot of good stuff. Like, for, I think is it 10 bucks? No, 15 bucks.
It's 15. Yeah.
15 bucks, but it comes with a lot. It's one of the most fleshed out, I think, fighters to hit a console, really. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good stuff in it. But that's about it. Just lots of Street Fighter and Deus Ex.
Cool, man.
All right.
What about Chris?
We've covered most of mine. I did pick up a new console.
Oh,
sort of.
Really?
Yeah, I picked up the portable virtual console NES player. In other words, I downloaded all the NES games that they gave me for the 3DS.
Oh, they're actually online now?
Yeah, they were on yesterday, so I went and got them. And I've been playing Adventure of Link, and I was one of the few people that actually liked that game, apparently.
And we still let you on the show.
Are you glad you paid $200 to play that?
That what now?
Are you glad you paid $200 to play that on a new console?
Yes, very glad. But I will say that that now that I actually understand more about gaming and stuff than when I first played this game when I was a kid.
Now you hate it?
Doesn't hold up as well as it did when I was a kid. Lots of bad design decisions involved in this game. But yeah, so
we were just happy to have anything back then.
That is so fucking true.
It is very true, man. It's like Legend of Zelda was amazing.
You liked
so
whatever you got. Yeah.
Legend of Zelda 2 comes out and you're like, oh my god, I have diamond. But this game probably should not have been a Zelda game. It should have just been a different type of game.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was still fun though. I still liked it.
Adventures of Link. Really? I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm on the second palace, I think, already. So
I'd say you make it to maybe the third before you stop playing it.
Oh, I don't think I'd make it that far.
All right. Well, then, well, fucking you showed me.
Fuck it, Jordy.
Take that, Jordy. But, yeah, I mean, seriously, that's it. I mean, we talked about everything I've been playing since when we were talking about Jason's. So,
all right.
Let's move on. Let's talk about some news.
Fuck, that was quick.
Done.
Let's do some news. We got a few things here. First of all, PlayStation Vita. Speaking of $250.
Oh, yes.
I love it. Pre-ordered already.
Nice. Well, TGS is coming up. Sony's going to be showing up to 31 games.
31 games!
18 of them are unannounced.
Oh, my God.
Unannounced.
It's like a chain sword in
unannounced.
The face.
18 unannounced games. That's,
well,
I have to say.
It, Armored Core is going to be one.
Really?
Not really. I'm just throwing that
out. I'm like, oh, you see that? My jaw had dropped.
Sorry.
I was speechless.
Okay, Jason. Jason, wipe the drool from your face.
What a dick! You don't toy with the man's mech games. Johnny.
Dick move, Jeff. Dick move.
Sorry, dick move.
But I mean, all right. So I'm actually glad we're talking about this because I have to say, for something that hasn't come out yet, something that's just recently been announced, to actually have 31 games to show at a trade show like TGS is really impressive.
Have they mentioned if they're going to be playable or not? Because it's really easy to show a game in a video form.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not really that big a deal. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure PS3, even like 360 and even, well, 3DS didn't. But a lot of those have a lot, like a big number to like games they're going to show. But the ones that actually come out like that year or even like the next 2 years.
Yeah, but you're also talking about a console, like a home console. And there's no doubt in anybody's mind that the home console market is stable. Right now, portable consoles are in question.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody is wondering if we're going to even be looking at another generation of portable consoles after this one. You know, after Vita and 3DS is what I'm getting at. You know, with the whole mobile device space taking over, or, you know, a lot of people thinking that it is, the fact that they have 31 games to show, videos or not, that there are actually developers out there making this many games, I think that's very impressive. Personally,
oh, for sure. I just hope they're not like quick ports of whatever or whatnot. I hope they're like,
and that is a worry.
It doesn't. All I know, all that I is a worry. Is if they have like four or even three really good games on launch, that's probably be enough.
Well, apparently, Uncharted
four
is
times more than what the 3DS.
That's right.
That is very, very true.
Apparently, Uncharted is a launch title, so that's pretty cool.
I didn't know it was a movie player, too.
Hater. Okay.
That was my one. That was my one.
Oh, you played your card right there. That's
aren't
it.
You? I've been saving that.
What else?
At first, my actual first reaction was going to be, what, does it really play movies? But, oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, when's CGS? Next month? Gone, September? So. September-ish?
Sure.
We'll go with
it's
that.
Coming up real quick, and also, it's now September, so.
What is?
Yeah.
TGS.
TGS? Oh, yeah, it's, I think, mid-September.
Cool.
So, yeah.
I'll just come up with quick Skyward Sword. Zelda.
Yeah.
Cool.
Talking about Adventures of Link. It's going to have a special edition.
I know.
Whoa! Fucked up, eh? No games that have special editions these days. Why would you want one of those?
Well, not Nintendo games, typically.
That That's true, actually.
Yeah, most Nintendo games don't. Uh-huh. But I have to say, as much as I talked about how it didn't feel good at
E3,
not this past year, the year before, I'm a sucker. I'm still going to get this.
It'll probably be better, maybe.
Oh, it has to be better. It has to be better.
It can't be much worse.
It really can't. But, yeah, I mean, so it's Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword with a gold Wii Motion Plus, well, a Wii Remote Plus, plus the soundtrack, and it is $69.99, which is
Not that
$20 more than a regular game.
Right.
It does look cool, I'm not going to lie. It looks, I like it.
I want one of those sword attachments, for reals.
do they have those?
Yeah, they make those.
Yeah, they do, unfortunately.
Accessories.
If you do get one of those, videotape your shit doing it. Throw that up on the interwebs. It'll be epic.
Done. I will fashion a shield as well.
Awesome. Persona.
Yeah.
It's a game.
It is a game.
It is.
Well, we have a review of Persona 3 Portable on the website.
We do?
Yeah.
Did you play Persona 4?
I have not played Persona 4.
Well, you know what?
What?
You're in luck, buddy.
I am?
Because they're doing a remake for PS Vita, which you were obviously picking up.
Yeah! Sold!
They're going to redo that stuff. Probably similar to how they did Rated 3 for PSP.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people like that stuff too. Also, they're coming out with a fighting game, actually.
What?
Based on the Persona 4 characters. Or I guess Persona characters. I shouldn't say 4. Persona characters.
What?
Coming
what?
Out to arcades.
What?
And really? On consoles.
Hmm.
I know what people are waiting for. They're waiting for the who gives a shit.
I give a shit.
But it's being made by Arc System Works.
That's and badass.
For those who don't know, those are the guys who brought us Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue.
Fucking yep. A.
Very
they
good.
They know
probably.
How to make a fighting game.
I will not who gives a shit Persona 4. There's no way.
I know. That's why.
The fighting game, on the other hand, I might.
The fighting game. That's exactly where I was getting at. Yes. I'm not getting at that. I'm saying that's where people might get confused. But no. When it was... heard that it's being made by them, then it's like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, they know their shit as far as fighting games are concerned, right? I mean, they're very solid. The Persona universe is a really interesting one, and I think it's going to lend itself well to a fighting game engine, to be honest, with all their Persona attacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That would be interesting.
And their art style is pretty close to something that Arc System Works would do anyway, so it'd be... I am
very intrigued. I'm especially intrigued that they're bringing it to arcades first. That means that they're really not screwing.
That means they're serious. Yeah, means they're like for real.
This isn't just a quick console.
No, it's not like Naruto or something like that. Where it's like,
hey, does a good game. it's not Happy Feet 2, if you get my name. Right? Not a quick cash in.
That is true. That is true. R.I.P. Bondi. But, no release date, of course, but check it out. I mean, yeah, if not, check out Blaze Blue and Guilty Gear. If you like those, you might be interested. If you like Gears, talked about it earlier, if you really like Gears and you buy all the DLC, Gears is doing, or I guess it's the Epic is doing what seems to be kind of like a little trend at, I guess, I want to say Midway, but not Midway. Warner Brothers, I guess, kind of started with Mortal Kombat, the new one, with their season pass thing.
Right, right.
We basically pay a flat fee up front.
And you get all the DLC?
You either get all the DLC or you get a discount on it. Well, they're doing the same thing. We're basically, it's $30. You pay it, I guess, when you buy it. It's going to be available on launch day. You pay $30. You get all four DLC packs that are scheduled to be released within the first year. It works out to be about 33% off each DLC pack that you buy.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. But here's my problem, though, is I don't like this trend because... it's one of those trends now where I see a lot of console gaming developers, publishers getting into is give us money first and then we'll give you stuff later.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like that. I personally. It's like too much like pre-ordering at GameStop or something like that. Or I don't know.
And who's to say you don't want all of it? You know, it's...
Yeah, exactly. So what are we saying, Jason?
Vote with your dollars, people.
Yeah, for real. I'm sure they're like a lot of people.
I'm a pretty big... proponent of DLC. I can appreciate the model. I know exactly what they're going for. It's working out well for them. As much as people hate DLC, they hate microtransactions, whatever. I think it's helping the industry. But that's neither here nor
there. It's giving them money. Yeah, exactly. But hey, it's a good deal. I mean, I know a lot of people who put a lot of money in that kind of stuff, and whether it's Battlefield, Call of Duty, Halo, Uncharted, fucking Resistance, they buy every DLC that comes out. So if you're one of those
people... They're bringing all the bros together.
That's
the
right.
The sports bros
right.
And the shooter bros.
White Knight Chronicles, all that shit on there. But yeah, that's pretty much all the news that's worthwhile, you know, that we found anyway. I feel like there's more, but...
There were some things for Kinect that we were thinking about who gives a shitting, but, you know, it's...
No,
we just,
like
it's just
though. That's pretty much a given.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. So, hey, let's take a break, and we'll come back and do some contest entries. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds
fun. I like contest entries.
All right, after that, we'll do new releases, entries. Listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Contest entries.
Thanks for having
That's
me.
That's what we're doing.
Good to be here.
All right. So I got them up on a Google Doc, so we're going to switch off and take
your
turns.
Googly Docs.
So who wants to go first?
Not me, because I can't get it pulled up right now.
I'll take the first one, then.
All right.
Got them up here.
Go for it, Joe.
All right. We got Dear Tara, I watched you from an isometric angle for nearly 10 years now. I followed your life from breaking free of Kefka to becoming a surrogate mother to orphans and saving the world from that deranged cycle clown. I'm writing to declare one simple thing. I love you, Tara! With love, Alex Hedges. Hedges 1001. How was that in Dukes?
Tara is kind of a MILF.
Yeah, she is. Totally.
She birthed a lot of children, and she's still pretty damn hot afterwards.
I do her.
Yeah.
She keeps fit. Keeps herself in check.
Magic?
Who's next?
I'll take it.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Because it's not as long as the one I thought.
Yeah, because you're going to leave me with that one. This should be good.
To Eris. Sup, Mako Hottie. Ever since I saw you with those flowers in the church, I wanted to pop your flower.
Oh, God.
That's right, baby. I'll let you touch my large, disproportionate sword, and I'll show you how I'll rock your world with my limit breaker. Don't worry, girl. God. I'll be gentle. You thought you had fun with your magical staff. You haven't taken a ride on my chocobo yet. Oh. And of course, you will be safe. I have protection. I have brought a phoenix down just for you, girl. That's right. If you're with me, no deaths after the first disc. Not in my world, baby. And if you want, I've got a friend named Tifa. She's got these big gloved hands that are just magic. She's broken my limit many times. She could join us, and we could pull some hot Ultima magic shit. That's right. You know what I mean. If you want to join my party, contact my friend Barrett, the man with a big pimping gun. He'll show you to my place, where I'll make sure you'll have your final fantasy.
That was good.
That was from Tom, by the way. It's not on there.
I was going to say, there's no thing on there.
Yeah.
Way
yeah.
to go, Tom.
Jason, I was waiting for you to start talking about the Calamity.
The Calamity. You sound like the,
sound like
said,
the
yeah.
narrator for Bastion.
Then he walked forward. He was a gentleman.
And the kid didn't even know what hit him.
He raged for a while.
And the clumsy motherfucker just fell right off the cliff.
He fell to his death. I'm just playing.
He keeps mashing, but he keep missing.
All right, this is a long one, and I'm going to trip over myself, and I'm not sure if I can inflect as well as Jason wants, so we'll see what happens. All right, hey guys, this is a quick intro to say, well, hey, smiley face, now on to the letter.
Thanks.
By the way, the girl's name is Mai, pronounced Mai, and this is, again... The girl's name is Mai, M-A-I, pronounced Mai, M-Y. And this is, again, another Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference. All right. Dear Mai, how are you? I've been thinking about you a lot lately. I won't mention what I've been doing while thinking about you. Whoa. I'd like to keep you guessing.
Masturbating.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hot tip. Masturbation.
I know we haven't seen each other since Battle City Tournament. But I've been going crazy over you lately, and I need to see you. I know a girl like you probably gets guys like me asking after you all the time.
I've been asking after you all the time.
But please don't throw away this letter. Like, I saw you delete the email I sent you. I probably shouldn't say I have been spying on you from the apartment I rent directly across from your place.
Save that.
My German military grade binoculars and a box of Dunkin' Donuts.
Hot. I just keep the donuts.
But I have to be truthful with you in order for you to understand why I need you in my life. How many duelists do you think would break down to a measly 50 life, break you down to a measly 50 life points, have you at the edge of defeat, and then place their hand over their deck, surrendering to your sheer beauty. This is getting really deep.
I like
deep
that he beats the woman first. Like, you're so beautiful.
Beat you to death. I love you.
I love you, baby. I didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it. I love you. It is because I love you.
You say you give me your photo so that I would remember the day that I put fame and fortune before someone of the female persuasion. And you took a picture of me. I hope you still have that picture of me. So that you remember who has been sending you these emails, texts, phone calls, silent voicemails and such.
I'm sure the police have a copy as well.
Yeah.
Phone call. You probably see me as a stalker of some sort of bullshit like that. I know that if you look in your heart, you will feel the same way I do. If not, maybe poetry will help.
Oh, great.
God. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Oh, the text is colored as well.
I know. I suck at poetry, but I fucking love you. Your car is black and your hair is golden. I hope soon that it is you that I'll be holding. Oh, God.
Swoon.
Did you smile? Did you laugh?
Yeah,
I hope
you
laughed.
Hell yeah.
I love your laugh.
I know.
Nervously as she dials that number.
These are a lot weirder than I thought they would be. All right.
These are awesome.
Your laugh makes others laugh. Wait. Your laugh makes other laughs sound like cries and not laughs at all. Did I say you laugh too much there? Anyway, I'm trying to say is I love you so damn much that I would give up dual monsters just for you and only you. So my Valentine, wow, is that what her name is, really? Yeah, please contact me by email. My V Foley F. What?
He's getting too into the references.
Yeah, I'm not sure I get that. I'm not sure I get the email reference. But or call me at 555 love you my. That is 555-588-8628.
Wait, I get it. My V for life.
Oh, my V for life. My Valentine for life.
Oh. Thank you for clearing that up. I also took the liberty of making dinner reservations at a restaurant in which you challenged me. Hope to see you there Saturday at 9. Love always, Jake Gray. he finishes up by saying, thanks for reading, guys. God knows I've written enough of these.
Really?
had to,
yeah,
to work.
Serious.
Had them work to reconcile differences and arguments with my girlfriend. and even though she hates poetry, she likes mine extremely smiley face.
Spelled out.
She had better like it. I won fucking compositions for my work. Winky face. Love always. Love you guys too. JG92. Opposite sides for the win.
That's their podcast.
Yes, I knew that. Thank you, JG. That was good. All right, who's next?
I guess I got this one here.
Go for it.
Hey, and Duds and Travis.
And Travis.
I guess this time would be like and Jason. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I submit to you my love letter. I swear if I don't win this one, I'm mailing a Jack in the Box that pops a dildo that'll slap you in the face. That is
thanks.
All right.
You win? Okay.
Dear Princess Daisy, girl, you gotta throw me a shot. Every time I see you drive past me in your go-kart, I feel like I'm failing. Then I realize it's because you dropped your banana peel as I sped off and I slipped. I appreciate your modesty. Unlike that whore Princess Peach. Did you hear that she goes from castle to castle sucking on whoever? I also heard that her man, Mario, loves to pole dance, gaydar bleeping. I waited until you and that loser Luigi were done. I'm sorry I hurt you, but really, where do you think you were going to end up dating a plumber who does shrooms and puts hot sauce on flowers?
I know, right?
Serious. You're a strong woman, girl. I saw you get in a fight with a motherfucking solid snake, and you kicked his ass.
Damn.
I heard that was because was a combat tournament, spelled okay, that you were banned from for being too lethal. That's good, because I can't fight for the life of me, unless you count chucking arcade sticks and controllers a fighting move. Anyways, holla at you, boy. I'm only a short warp whistle away. Peace out.
I'm only Asian. A short warp whistle away.
Nice. That's from Asian.
I love all these stalker letters. I don't feel uncomfortable at all.
No.
I got the next one, yeah?
Sure,
yeah, go for it.
Hey, and dudes, here's my love letter to the one, the only, Lara Croft.
Lara.
Oh, he spelled Laura. It Lara. I know people say it Lara sometimes, but...
He did it multiple times.
He spelled it Lara.
Yo, she's not going to be impressed, man.
Can't even spell chick's name right. She don't want none of you.
Hey, Lara, miss you. Haven't seen you in a while because you're out on some crazy adventure without me again. Not to freak you out, but I've been running into this girl daily for some reason. Wherever I go, she ends up there. Odd. She keeps insisting that I date her. Compared to her, you're way hotter and she's not getting the point. Kind of like your tits in 1986. Still, this woman still persists. She's just crazy, I guess. Must have something to do with being the daughter of a demon lord. Strangely, I'm starting to like the attention I'm getting from her. Unlike how you always focus on hunting treasures and crap. I mean, really, I know nothing Nathan Drake threw you under a bus by having more exciting adventures, but I was always there with you, watching you run around from behind, doing jumps, stumbles, seeing those close-up views of your boobs as you got stuck to the wall. Wait, what is she doing here? Wait, where are your clothes? Zebra stripes? What the hell? Hey, Laura, fuck off. Revy is my... Three days later, the real story of Tomb Raider Underworld begins, where Laura goes to destroy Catherine's true form and save
Revy.
Nice. Thank you, Revy. All right, is it my turn?
Yes.
Totally going to cheat.
You're going to cheat? How are you going to cheat? Oh, you're doing a voicemail. Motherfucker.
It's a lot of intro music.
Wow. That's a little too much, guys.
All right.
Rain was a pale girl who never stepped into the light. Zelda was magical with Ocarina every night. Lara hunted treasure. She was a very special gem. Felicia dressed up like a cat, my little special furry friend.
Oh boy, we got furry love.
Jill was an alpha team called Evil of the Resident Kind. Peach was trouble prone. She always wound up in a bind. Pharaoh was a princess. She clutched at the sands of time. Joanna was a bounty hunter. Reckless streak a mile wide.
Oh, this is a long voicemail, too.
Bayonetta was a sexy witch, a hot librarian, deadly hair. Chun-Li was the kicking type who could do a combo in the air. Morgan was the darker type who really had a thing for bats. Jack was covered in tattoos, but I always did enjoy our chat.
This man has a lot of loves, I'm guessing. Yes?
Yeah, no kidding.
Jade was beyond good and evil, always looking to settle the score. Ivy was a sadistic bitch who could turn her whip into a sword. My female shepherd liked to drank it down wherever she'd go. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all.
True. She did lose points for that.
Cammy was an army brat with a thing for guys in uniform. Kate was a super spy whose looks made her the perfect storm. Samus wore a power suit, made her look too much like a guy. Harley was a maniac to disregard for human life. Well, Leliana was a bard with a haunting, enchanting song. Shiva had two sets of arms and always wore a sexy thong. Kasumi was a ninja who could kill five times before he'd hit the floor. Bastila was a Jedi. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Nope, not these droids. Miranda worked for Cerberus, engineered to think and fight. Carmilla was a demon child who lived and killed during the night. Blaze was a cop, a judo expert on the streets of rage. Lala was a reporter whose guns and dancing took center stage. Lightning was a mystery protector of a dying land. Ada was mysterious too, but always willing to lend a hand. Alex had a hacking tool and liked the strong, silent type. Uh-huh. Lita had a kicking body, but a smile only a mother would like.
Yeah.
Who was that last one?
True. Melina.
Oh, okay.
Tifa was a martial arts who stick with you to the very end. GLaDOS was a bit sarcastic but left me with a cube-shaped friend. Kinoko fought the Syndicate in a special sexy style. Zoe had a pair of guns that blasted zombies into piles. Trish had a smoking body that could make the meanest devil cry. Medusa had a way with words and the most amazing ass. Natasha didn't even give a crap and snipe you from a mile away. Suki was a dominatrix who played golf in her special way. Alma was a psychic whose advice you should never follow. Miss Pac-Man holds a special place because she would always swallow. Sonya was a tough girl who solved her problems with her fist. Lovely Liara, here's a kiss. I chose you to end this list. Nice. 88 lines about 44 video game girls.
Wow.
I like.
That was impressive. That was very, very.
That
impressive.
Was creative.
Who was that?
That was Adventuring.
Adventuring.
Yeah,
there
from
go.
Game and Talk.
Yeah, that's.
Fucking A.
Even that was on paper, that'd be pretty fucking
amazing. I know, right? Well, I don't think any of us would want to read it, though.
That'd be quick. It'd be quick. Probably quicker than the voicemail.
Might be quicker than this email, too. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Here we go.
I love you, by the way. Just saying.
Thanks, asshole. To my true and only love, Bayonetta. I'm writing you how I feel about our love. It's been 6 months since I found a way to pull you out of my PS3 into the human's world. I love how your dark-colored eyes and that deep smile captivates me, making me so weak and wanting to submit to all your needs. I love when you were kissing me and wrapping us with that long-ass hair of yours, so don't try to escape your hypnotic...
Damn, shave, girl!
Seriously. at least shave your underarms, God!
At least trim that shit, man. Your body's so sleek, and way better than any of the other bitches with an hourglass. Even Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie TV sitcom could not even come close to how sexy you are to me.
Wow.
My heart is always racing and making my breath so hard as you walk by, so dirty, with that fine round ass on you. I also enjoy the way you shake your breasts, making all other men on the street stop and stare. But I know you're only mine.
This just feels wrong.
Every time we go to the movies, you're always there to keep me protected. Like when we saw the Smurfs the other week and you smack all them fucking screaming kids over the head with a mallet formed by your magical hair and made me so horny watching it.
Girl.
Grocery shopping takes only 5 minutes. 5 minutes to do with your hair being to expand throughout the whole store shelves and bring me all that I need.
That's a perk.
Yep. The way you protect me as you melee and use your art of bullets with your high heels and hair to stop a major bank robbery as we were doing it in the park last week still turns me on. That's pretty crazy.
She's like, I'm sorry, man. We got to stop making love.
Yeah, it's not you. Trust me. I'm still interested. Just hold on a second.
I have an obligation here.
I love when doing foreplay. Use your hair to tie me to the four bedpost.
Whoa.
That's a lot of fucking hair. As you rub that naked, round, fine ass over.
Whoa.
This is
okay.
All right. We've gone X-rated.
Did you guys not denote we wanted love letters or lust letters?
Could have been either one. We said either one.
Okay.
That, my lady, is why I never leave your heart ever. Who needs to watch pornos when I have a live porno star that makes all the other female porn stars look nasty and hideous? Yes, making love to you in public. On the park bench. Or even as we went down Niagara Falls last week. Makes me forget all them other whores I dated. Thank God we are now in Wisconsin. Have a new law that lets us carry guns around. Especially ones that are attached to high heels are coming out of your hair. Oh, my Bayonetta. You'll always be my loving dark goddess of my dreams. I promise I will never leave you for any other girl when you are all I need. Your only true lover. Mike PSN, Horny Goat 08.
Horny Goat 08.
P.S.
Oh, no.
I love you when you're riding in bed like a wild moose.
Okay. All right.
That loud moose groaning and moaning makes me want you more and more.
Is that how they sound?
I don't know, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if the stutter wins me the kind of surprise of August. Okay, Anis, guys, stop drooling over my girl.
Not drooling right now.
Actually, I'm a little bit disturbed, to be honest.
I'm a bit parched from my mouth being agape. Better.
Oh, man.
Do I get another lust letter?
We got one more.
Yeah, you got one more.
Do it up.
Whew. I think I'm ready. All right. Don't feel icky anymore. Okay. Here's my entry for the contest. This is from
Wash away the dirty. Wash away the dirty.
Chuck Green emerges from the restroom with a piece of paper carefully folded in his hand before he heads out to find another piece of evidence to clear himself. He hands Stacy Forsythe the note. Stacy, I know we started off on a bad note, but I'm going to make things all better. We're going to make our way out of this damn place and clear my name to boot. But that doesn't mean we can't have a little fun. We can move through Fortune City to all the sights. We can let loose a little. Do a little gambling at the Americana. Ride my slide cycle up and down the strips. Stop by Hot Excitorama to spice things up. I know what they say about redheads. I'm even down with dressing up in whatever turns you on. A suit. Some leather. Just a serve bot head. It's up to you. Are you worried about getting infected by those things? Don't be afraid. I have a dose of Zombrex just for you, and it's right here in my pants. No need to worry about the size of it. It's the perfect shot for you. But if we do get overrun by zombies, we'll just head to the nearest maintenance room, close the doors, and do a little combo action of our own. Sans duct tape. It'll blast you into that sort of thing. And I bet you're a screamer, too. I know there'll be more than that, more of that sort of thing. Oh, no, no, no. And I know they'll be more effective than any queen. The sheer force of your moans will be popping zombie heads like a kid with a sheet of bubble wrap. When I get back, we can start our own little rescue party. Just let me know what you think. Signed, Chuck. With love, Nogric.
Thank you, Nogric.
Pretty straightforward.
All right. That is all of our entries. So that's there's 9 of them there.
Actually.
Or 8 of them. There's 8 of them. Sorry.
We should really do this stuff ahead of time.
Well, usually we'd take a break.
Yeah.
Usually go for a quick smoke or whatever and then discuss it.
Why don't we do that this time?
I think we should, actually. Because they're also going to be sitting here being a bunch of,
Yeah, this is...
All right, we'll come back with our choice. Okay, we are back, and I think we've made a decision.
Yes.
But it wasn't an easy one.
This is bullshit. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home. So
much deliberation.
After much deliberation, we're giving this one to Asian 619.
Yes.
All right.
Congratulations, Asian 619. I will get in contact with you, and we will get you a $20 gift card for Amazon. So thank you very much for entering. We do not have a contest for this month yet for September.
We will soon, though.
We hopefully will soon. We might with all the stuff that's going on in October. We might put out a contest and do it at the end of October.
We might put out.
So we'll see. We might put out. Depends how we're feeling. We'll see how that goes, though.
Word.
All right. You guys want to...
Well, we got Innis questions. Do you want to jump into Innis questions really quick?
Well, let's do new releases first. We got to do that.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the lull is over. So
oh, shit. I'm not ready.
You are not ready for this lull totally to be over. You're pretty fucked because it is over. All right, PS3, Driver San Francisco, Dead Island, Resistance 3, Dijaga 4, Disgaea, not Dijaga, sorry,
yeah,
Disgaea.
I'm like, is that a Daikatana remake?
No, Dijaga was actually a member of PO. I don't know why.
Okay.
Anyway, Warhammer 40K Space Marine.
What?
What? Rugby World Cup 2011.
Awesome!
Blood Rain Betrayal.
Hey.
Skydrift, Penguins of Madagascar.
And, bet you guys didn't know that was coming out.
And the actually, Uncharted Dual Pack.
Thank you very much.
That was just PS3. Just so you know.
So this is the exact same thing minus Resistance?
Actually, it's not. So 360 has got Dead Island, Driver, Warhammer, Rise of Nightmares, Crimson Alliance, Skydrift, and Penguins of Madagascar.
Okay.
So the Wii is getting Driver, San Francisco, Penguins of Madagascar, and Get Fit with Mel B.
Oh, Mel B. Yeah, that's the one that people don't really care about from Spice Girls.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Little Sporty Spice, isn't
sporty
it?
Spice. Yeah.
Hey, apparently Star Fox 64 3D is coming out next week.
I played that one before.
Yeah, I played it. I played it like 10 years ago on...
How's your ambassador games doing?
better than Star Fox 64, that's for sure. And Driver Renegade is coming out for the 3DS. And let's see. PSP is getting Mega Man Dual Pack.
Oh, wow. They're actually getting a game next week.
They are getting a game next week.
Jeez.
Wow.
So that is your new release list.
Bundle.
Pick of the week. Guys, there's a lot of shit coming out next week.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I know what you're picking.
I don't own the Uncharted games, so maybe this might be a good time to pick
either.
Them up.
You don't own them, but...
I've played them.
Are they not on Netflix?
No, they're not on Netflix. They were just rentals, you know. I had to bring them back to...
Well done, Jeff. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wish they were on Netflix.
I'm actually kind of torn right now. Because I want to say Warhammer, but I also want to say Blood Rain.
Yeah.
So, but I'm gonna go with Warhammer because
Chainswords.
Because Chainswords. and shoving chain swords in
mouths.
Orcs' mouths. What do you say, Jason? Was that sound your pick of the week?
Yeah, that was pretty much my pick of the week.
Okay,
Dead Island's another good pick, too, but I was telling these guys before, God damn, I might be getting sick of zombies.
Impossible.
Cause, like,
I don't believe
it. I'm not a zombie fan. I was like, well, Jason loves that zombie stuff.
I do. I'm so totally hipster right now.
So much of it.
I loved them before they were cool. But now it's so oversaturated that I dare say that might be a little too much.
I played Dead Island a little bit at GameStop today. They had in the demo station. I will say it was fun and it looked really, really cool, but none of the comment on it at all. I literally played it for like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
10 minutes. So, but
yeah,
it looks really
cool. I'm gonna grab a demo, and if the demo really grabs me, I'm sure I'll pick it up. My only other gripe with it is that I don't like destructible weapons. That kind of pisses me off.
I hear you.
But
yeah, that
whatever.
Could be
still nitpicks, but yeah, my pick of the week is Space Marine. From out of nowhere.
Jeff, what you got?
I'm going to go with something that I really did not enjoy the previous version, and I'm hoping this one brings it back to its glory. I'm going to go with Resistance 3.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you planning on getting Resistance 3?
Well, no, because of my tight budget now and stuff. I don't think I'm going to get anything really next week, but if I were to get something, if I were to go in there and had money, be like, buy something, it would probably be that. Well, barring that I download the Space Marine demo and it doesn't blow me away, I really like it because I haven't played it, but I really want. And Resistance. Resistance 3 does not have. It doesn't look very orange and red and yellow this time. So that's a good thing. It looks kind of cool.
All right, cool. Well, there you guys have it. If you haven't checked out Space Marine, download the demo. And I assume if you haven't, I assume most people that have a PS3 have checked out Resistance 3. So there you go. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I don't have any emails, man, so I'm going to pass it over to you. Let's do some Indus questions.
Alrighty, let's do some.
Whoa, Indus questions.
Alright, so we got one here from Blue Hedgehog. He says,
hey, cool.
What happened to Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar? You don't see those guys in anything these days. So what happened? That's a good question.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was overshadowed by the superior actress that was Allison Hannigan. Yeah, pretty much. I am a fanboy.
They're both hot. I do them both, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think they're on an island together. Things we love.
I thought you were
repopulate
Jennifer
the
love
human race.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt is great too.
I can't keep track of these kids and their movie affairs.
I don't know what happened to them.
I wonder what happened to the chick who was in fucking. The one where they had to make up that girl to look sexy, which she really was kind of hot in the first place. She was like the hotness for a while. Around the same time, Freddie Prinze Jr., Sam Michelle Gellar, kind of popular. I can't remember her freaking name.
He may have been in the movie, too.
Actually, he was. Freddie Prinze Jr. was actually the main character in that movie. That's right. Oh, my God.
It was that movie.
Yeah, you know, that one teen movie. Fuck. This sucks. Anywho. But, yeah. I don't know. All those people kind of disappeared.
She's all that.
Yes, she's all that.
Am I right?
There you go. That's the right
Where movie. The fuck remember. Did that come from?
I don't know, but I can't remember the I'm girl's right. name.
I am completely lost. I have no idea what you guys are
well,
fucking
look
talking
up,
about.
Look up, she's, what was it? She's
Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah. All those people kind of disappeared. I mean, Freddie Prinze did Wing Commander, so that's kind of, that pretty much says what happened there, what happened to him.
Dude, that was a good movie. Fuck off. I'm serious.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I liked that movie.
You're for real?
I'm for real. I liked Wing Commander.
Like for cheesiness?
Yeah, oh yeah. I guess.
Okay.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. But it was, I mean, yeah.
But it was Wing Commander.
Well, you should just put all this cinematics from 4 or 3 up there, and would have been better. As a movie. Maybe not. I mean, Luke Skywalker's falling at some pretty hard times.
Yeah.
If he's not Joker. So who knows? And really, like, who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Next question.
Dark Bauer says, favorite movie quote?
There's so many.
Oh,
I know. I can't think of any right now. It's,
I always feel like a douche when I quote movies, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I could.
But I do it every now and again. Let me ask Lisa. Lisa, what's one of my movie quotes that I always do?
Fuck you! It was in,
Sheesh. What's that? Oh, Home Again, Home Again, Jiggity Jig. for Blade Runner. Oh. Whenever we get home, we pull up in the driveway. I'm like, home again, jiggity jig.
There you go.
May not be my favorite, but it's just something I always do.
It's one something you always do.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I sometimes go especially when we podcast and there's a lot of us.
Yeah.
I'll do Coming to America where he goes, fuck you, and fuck you. Who's next?
I've actually never heard you say that before, but
I have said it before. It's usually when people are like talking over each other though. So
nice.
I have like, others I think, but I can't think of any right now.
The only one I can think of right now, and I like yeah, there's so many, but Forgetting Sarah Marshall is when they're talking about Sarah Marshall's new movie. And they're like, what kind of phone is what kind of movie is where the phone can kill you, whatever? And she's like, it's a metaphor for technology taking over the world. And he was like, it's a metaphor for a shitty movie. It was great. I can actually quote that fucking movie for days, but.
That is a funny
for
movie.
Days!
For days, son. Oh, man. I know there's
Dracula.
Way better ones out there. Sorry?
I love Dracula in that role.
In that movie? Yeah.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right. We got one from. We got Indus Bauer.
Indus Bauer?
The Dark Bauer.
Okay, I was going to say, did he change his name to Indus Bauer?
I was looking at Dark Bauer and I saw Indus Questions and it just came out like that.
You know that, like, on Tuesday, his name is going to be Indus Bauer, right?
On Tuesday?
He's going to change it on Tuesday.
Awesome.
It's going to be Indus
That'd be
Bauer.
Awesome. Good shit. He says, because, you know, there was that hurricane a couple days ago. He says, hey, did you hear that about Hurricane Jeff? The news report says, move, bitch. Get it out of the way. He says,
perfect.
He follows it up with, hey, you hear about Hurricane Chris? Relatively slow moving, likely to tire itself out quickly.
Okay.
And he says, hey, just,
it's a class geezer storm.
Hurricane Travis.
Oh, shit.
This is Indus Bauer. I said it again! Dark Bauer Travis, but he says, small, weak, not likely to cause damage, similar to a hissy fit thrown by a young child.
I've faced the wrath of Travis, and it's not like a little child, okay? There's a little more...
He's got some fight in him. He's feisty. Yeah. And he said that's his Indus weather alerts.
Weather alerts. Okay.
and to back up, Nabishin did back ones and be like, dude, that's terrible. And Dark Bauer was like, yeah, I tease because I love. And that's true. I mean, if you can't take the punches from Jack Bauer, I mean, really, we have to take those.
You're kind of a pussy.
So keep him coming.
Yeah, and you know, once we get him to Indusfest, he's going to have to take all the punches that we throw at him.
Oh, God, yeah, for sure. It's going to happen. And you know, Nabishin comes out and says, hey, so I'm guessing Jason Hurricane is... So I'm guessing Jason Hurricane would only last for days, son. And then Jack didn't notice. He said, yes, I couldn't think of anything for Jason, but oh my God, Hurricane Kick.
Wow.
And then...
it's funny because it's Street Fighter.
And Hurricane Glenn would just rage quit right in the middle of an intense storm. Oh, God. So JG, he says, he wants to know, just for the record, can you all state your heights, please? He says, I'm 6'2", who did I beat?
Almost everybody except for Jason, I think.
I'm the same height, I'm 6'2".
Okay, I'm 6'4", my wife thinks I'm 6'5", but
you're six
I think
giant.
I'm 6'4".
I'm the small one, I'm 5'8". Well, actually, I'm not the small one. I used to be the small one, but I'm not anymore. I'm 5'8".
You're 5'8"?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize you're only 5'8".
Yeah.
So why does Travis get all the short jokes?
Because he's 5'7".
Because he takes offense to them, that's why. That just
Aces
makes us dig
too.
More. Oh yeah, Aces is minuscule, dude.
Yeah, Aces is like 4'11" or something.
4'11"?
We put him on the couch and his legs dangle. We just prop him up there. Give him a coloring book. He's fine.
The Mad Cat T6 looks like a fucking, like, portable table. God. Oh, man. Asian. He says, quick fire.
Who?
Girly edition. Easy Bake Oven or Tea Time?
I don't understand the question.
Well, those toys. There's an Easy Bake Oven. Those, like, you know, you throw in, you make a cookie or something.
Okay, yeah.
Or a ridiculous, god-awful tasting cake. or tea time, which I'm guessing is something that makes tea.
I don't know if that's a toy.
I'm going to go with the Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, because I can cause some damage with that. That sounds fun, but not too much you can do during tea time, I guess.
Well, how much can you do with a pad or a tampon?
What?
Yeah, I've safely I've never thought about that.
And neither have I. But if you had to pick one or the other. Now, are we talking like male anatomy or just like...
Seriously, I have no idea.
Because obviously you take a pad, because a tampon has to be inserted somewhere.
Right. And that seems weird to me. But that might be uncomfortable.
I mean,
it sits up inside you, you know, and it gets all nasty. I don't know.
Well, in terms of a practical joke, I think a tampon is the way to go. Because that's like...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know.
Definitely.
It's tough.
I have no comment.
I'm a little lost on this one.
Birthing twins or a 19-pound baby?
Twins. The wrong I know. Wrong gender. But I would say twins to that one.
19-pounder, man. C-section that shit. And, you know what? One baby is a lot cheaper than two.
That is true. I'd go with 19-pound baby. You get one big-ass painful push, probably, and it's out there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, because I definitely don't know from experience. But
Right.
I'm just going to go for
this. This is odd.
Yes.
It is.
I'm a little uncomfortable right now, I have to admit.
Thank you, guys.
That's all the ones that are actually questions. There's some other comments here and there that I don't really understand. Like Jake G says, no penis at all or balls cut off slowly. Also, drink some Newcastle Indus Fest and I'll be there in spirit. Winky face typed out. Anyone to say for that?
Winky face typed out? He was winking at us.
No, not that. That's the easy part, Chris. I'm talking about the part that
preceded
that.
Don't get off that easy.
Oh, man. And Jake Chashi, he wanted to do the who gives a shit from the mic down back of the room again. But we can't overuse that. I mean, that's a one-time thing for a while. But that's all your news questions this week, guys.
All right. As I said, we don't have any emails or voicemails, so we're going to move right to question of the week.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, it's holiday season's coming up, and we know there's always a shit ton of good games. There's always a shit ton of, like, game of the year running titles, and, you know, Uncharted's coming, Gears is coming, there's going to be just a ton. What we want to know from you guys is, what do you guys think is going to be the sleeper hit of 2011? What's going to make the games, the game of the year lists that no one saw coming?
Exactly.
So that's what we're looking for. You can send the answer to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. And let's see. You can follow us on Twitter. That is Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
And the Masters of Canada. We have a Facebook group, and it is actually pretty active right now, so you should probably go check it out. It is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And that is what I have for the time being. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
Did you guys know that we have a website?
We do have a website. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up. What would you like to say about our website, Mr. A-Striker?
It's there. If you type in interactivedistractions.com,
it will bring you to a place where there is visuals, there's text, there are some reviews, a couple videos.
We got a lot of new shit that went up on the site recently, so definitely go check it out. We just published an El Shaddai review today.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Travis did a Madden review that went up last week. We have. We always keep our... All the good Indus stream content, we clip it up and we put it up on the website. So go check it out, guys. There's a lot of stuff to look at there. We've got a lot of good people that work pretty hard on that site. So go look it up.
Nate and Chance are doing their shit.
Yeah,
actually,
Chance
he went to PAX actually this past on the weekend.
Yeah
he's going to be doing a write up for them.
Yeah,
he's going to be posting his impressions and stuff like that. He went there totally just by fan, went there and had a great time. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing what he wrote about that. Actually.
Yeah, that's because I dropped the ball and didn't actually try and get him a press pass. I completely forgot. Yeah, it's all my fault. I suck. I'm a horrible, horrible podcast host.
Travis is going to have a lot to talk about, too.
Because he went to his games. Yeah, he went to Pound Vegas.
Which sounds, I got to say, pretty fucking cool. I'm jealous because I'm like sure he got a lot of hands-on time. I mean, I'm kind of jealous. But then I realized he had to sell his soul to get there.
True.
There has to be some perks when you sell your soul, right?
It's like E3, but with a lot less people.
Right.
And yeah.
Oh, God. There's nothing more wholesome than GameStop employees in Vegas. Wow.
Cool. Great. Thank you guys for anything else before we get out of here?
I don't think so.
Nope. Good to be back. It was fun.
Yeah, dude, you had to come back more often. Yeah, especially while you can.
Especially last minute like this. Thank you for joining us, Jason. I appreciate it.
Happy to.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
See you at IndusFest, and we'll talk to you next week.
IndusFest! There's going to be so much fucking Indus going on at IndusFest! Oh, wait!